Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free. Speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio, and I am your host, Casey. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to enhance and advance any area of your life that you deem needed or necessary by how you apply the information that you get from here. Now, some information may seem to sway one way or another, or may be on a particular subject or topic. However, the truth of the matter is, everything that you go to apply to any type of situation is just learning how to make better decisions based on the results that you want to live with. Now, we do these type of things by getting memes online from social media, and that way we keep the information very organic. We also keep the information very realistic, and you can really apply it. It's everyday type stuff. I normally try to go with topics that make me think, speak, or want to change my perspective or the way I look at things. Today, though, in this 15-minute motivation, we're going to talk about why we wait. Now, waiting can come in different types of forms and scenarios. In most cases, people are waiting for the right day, the right time, the right job, the right person, the right purpose, instead of cultivating what they're waiting for within and becoming what they need to be to receive whatever it is that they believe they're waiting to get. So that means that if you set a goal, if you've listened to our previous podcast and you made the intentions and attentions to completing a vision board or a goal list and sheet, if you have started moving forward in that process, you need to understand the difference between waiting on outside things and cultivating the gift that's within. If you started some of those things, then you may have started already assessing the things within that you need to make adjustments to in order to reach the goal or the vision that you see fit for yourself. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Waiting is not necessarily always my strong suit. However, I exude the ability to wait depending on what it is that I'm waiting for, depending on what my part of the matter is for myself. I like to become whoever it is, whatever it is, however I'm supposed to be to receive what it is that I'm waiting for. So as I'm waiting right now, I'm waiting for some things in my life to kind of pan out and go in a certain direction. However, while waiting, I'm executing. While waiting, I'm accomplishing goals. While waiting, I'm checking off other stuff on my goal list while I seek to allow myself to align to where I need to be to get to what it is that I'm saying that I'm waiting for. Now, some things that people wait for are to have children, have, you know, do certain things, and there will never be a perfect time for you to do it. You just have to do it. Whatever it is, get your ducks in a row, get whatever your plan is, understand why you're trying to do it, the purpose behind you doing it. So if it doesn't happen immediately, you still are able to pursue because you know your purpose behind the reason why. Now, it's easy to get swayed from things that has no connection to a deeper purpose or a deeper meaning. Excuse me. It's easy to get misguided if you are following after the wrong people trying to seek out a certain purpose or certain meaning or, you know, whatever it is that you're desiring for in your life. But we have to realize that growth doesn't come always with waiting. However, it can be complemented with waiting. So everything that you do should be a step-by-step process, and not saying that you can't do all the steps collectively. However, going within yourself, asking yourself deep questions, asking yourself the things that you need to learn, discover, and cultivate within yourself is how you grow during whatever waiting process you have. Like, but let me tell you something. Waiting is not always the best thing. Like, it's two sides to waiting. It's two sides to having patience. It's two sides to almost everything that we face with. So on the one side, you have people that wait to have sex to get married. And that is for some people. However, waiting doesn't guarantee the success of that marriage. Waiting doesn't guarantee that he still won't change or that she still won't change after the fact. Waiting on sex to get married does not mean that he won't still cheat. It doesn't mean that he won't be abusive. It doesn't mean that after he get it, he won't change. You have to know what's worth waiting for and what's worth, you know, going head first into. Now, excuse me, I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, y'all. So, you know, today is not a struggle. I've gotten up, I've exercised. Instead of waiting until next week, I've decided to start the show again today because I've been waiting for the right time to jump back into things. I've been waiting for school to start. I've been waiting for all these things. And what can happen if you wait on particular things, it can become a procrastination. However, now I'm not saying with the sex before marriage thing, I'm not saying to go and just be having sex with every Joe that says that he might want to propose or saying that he may want to be with you, that he want to date you or anything like that. I'm not saying just jump in the bed with people, but I want you to know that waiting alone doesn't work. You still have to line up purposefully. You still have to align mentally. You still have to align in every area of your life aside from just waiting to have sex. That is not going to cure the thing. It's just like, wait, don't wait to have a child until everything is perfect, because things will never be just so perfect to have children. I mean, you can have everything planned out and there will still be something else that you could want to wait on. The time is now for some things. However, we don't want to rush into anything. So you have to know the difference between waiting just to wait or procrastinating, or, you know, the things that just you're just holding off just for no particular reason. And you have to understand the difference between that type of waiting and having patience as you build, having patience as you come into, having patience while things are manifesting and working for the best of you. Now, the difference between just aimlessly, driftlessly, purposefulness, of the waiting, like, you don't want to just be waiting, just, I'm just waiting, I don't know what I'm waiting on, I'm just waiting. No, you want to know why you're waiting, what you're waiting on, what is the best way to spend the time while you're waiting, because waiting can develop patience. Waiting can help you have some temperance within yourself. Waiting can grow you in that period in which you are allowing things to come together while you're building and working on yourself. While you are, you know, you may have a large goal. Your biggest goal may be to become a top heart surgeon. Well, first, you got to go to school. You're not waiting just aimlessly to become a heart surgeon. You're going to school to prepare yourself for being the best heart surgeon in the world. You're not just waiting aimlessly, playing video games, wondering, you know, how are you going to become this surgeon, but you're not doing anything for it. In the time of waiting to become a heart surgeon, you're actually practicing patience. You're actually putting forth the effort to build and cultivate the gift within you in order for you to know how to do the procedures, for you to be able to have a steady hand, for you to be able to feel comfortable and confident in the procedures that you know you will do to save people's lives. So in that case, you are not just waiting to get your degree. You're not waiting to, you're practicing patience. You're practicing determination, you're practicing your ambition, you're practicing every time you go into a residency, your residency, every time you go into a class, that's patience, that's practice, that's purpose. It's a difference between waiting just, oh, until times are perfect, but patient while you work towards your dreams. If you want to be a multi-billion dollar success in doing anything, you don't wait until somebody hands you the billion-dollar business plan or ideal. And we do help facilitate. Speaking Freedom does help facilitate ideals and help you figure out how to make your next move your best move. But we're not waiting for you to come and ask us for help. We're not waiting for anything. We're developing the plan that allows for us to grow into a multi-billion dollar company. We're cultivating the ideals. We're imagining how it plays out. We're writing our goals. We are doing our podcast. We are making sure that we are building a strong and solid foundation so that we can obtain the promise that we are speaking of, the goal, whatever your goal is, in order for you to reach that goal, you got to put in work. And you have to be proud to put in work. You got to want to put in work. You have to shoot for the stars and the way your ambitious determination drives you like you're going to Mars. Like, in order to have the goal for Mars, we're not just waiting for Mars to be ready for us. There are steps and procedures that are necessary in order to get to the desired outcome that we want for ourselves, that we want in general. Whatever it is, patience and waiting are two totally different things. Having patience while things play out, having patience while you're working things to come together, knowing what you're doing to get to the end result. Having patience is not waiting. And having patience is the growing part. It's the knowledge part. It's the preparation part. The patience comes in preparation for your purpose. So let's say you're waiting to have children. The preparation for having children could be getting healthy, could be addressing previous health issues. It could be having surgery. It could be, you know, fertility treatments. It could be almost anything that you need to work on to build to that moment, to build to that point, and you grow within that time because you are having lessons during that time. You're learning how to make better decisions, and you learn that by experience. And now experience can come in two different ways, just like waiting is two different things, waiting and impatience. Waiting aimlessly is not the same thing that's going to build your patience. Experiences, you can either experience something hands-on or choose not to experience it. But the thing is, choosing not to experience something is still an experience. Don't allow people to make you think like, oh, if you don't go through it, then you never experienced it. No, I experienced it. No, I don't have to use crack cocaine in order to experience it. I've experienced seeing people on it that made me not want to ever physically experience it myself. So my experience with crack is saying no to drugs. My experience to something is the experience to say, no, I know that's not for me. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to be different than what I've seen in the past. I am going to make my own mark, make my own stance, and I am going to be impactful in what I do. But the experience of wanting to do something different is big. You have to want to have this experience. You have to want to make better decisions. You got to want to wait. You got to want to have patience. You have to want to grow. But it starts with you. It starts with the decision to figure out your why. It starts with the decision to calculate the pros and cons, the pluses and the negatives, the highs and the lows. You have to take the initiative. You can either wait for the things to be perfect, or you can build your patience by in growing yourself, enhancing yourself in the process of things coming to an aligning. Waiting aimlessly is not the same thing as building your patience by being actively involved in your increase. Even with supernatural, there are some active things that you can be doing to be involved in your increase, whether it's knowledge, whether it's skill, whether you're increasing your ability to use whatever gift that God has given you, increasing your knowledge about the universe, whatever it is, practice patience, not just waiting. Practice growth, not just obtaining information that is pointless. Wisdom is not just knowing a lot. Wisdom is actually the application of what you know into your life so that you can receive a result. Now, I'm wrapping up now. You don't have to worry, but be patient. In this right now, you're learning patience because you're growing while you're waiting. You are learning while you're waiting. You're not just waiting. Waiting is just like, okay, you're going to a doctor's appointment. The doctor will be out in a minute. Please just wait right here. And you're waiting an hour. You're waiting 2 hours. You're waiting 3 weeks. You can't do anything using really limited things that you can do, but you're waiting. And you have to learn the difference between waiting and practicing patience. We don't want you to just wait and not do anything. We want you to practice patience by growing in the things that you are doing. We want you to practice patience by applying everything that you have a desire for learning to your actual life. Get the desire to learn things. Learn things. Then apply it to your life. And then you will see your results increase and change as you begin to make decisions to take you to where you want to be.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this time. We have been church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha. If you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Session advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not kissing.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.